Shall we? I ask you a question. If I were to never, ever again mention the names Justin Bieber or Kardashian of any flavor, would you be hurt? Would you be upset? Would you be disappointed? No. If we never, ever mention those individuals ever again, nobody, I think, would be upset. There's a new poll out about overexposed celebrities. What do you know? Kardashian is on the list for a variety of reasons. Anyway, here is the list of top 10 most overexposed celebrities. Khloe Kardashian, Kourtney Kardashian, Paris Hilton, Snooki. Well, we haven't heard about them in a while. Kris Jenner, Honey Boo Boo, Miley Cyrus, Lindsay Lohan, Kim Kardashian, and Justin Bieber. All right, the Kardashians, Hilton, Snooki, Honey Boo Boo, okay, that's like seven out of the list. They are famous for doing what? What have they done? Nothing. Justin Bieber, at least, is a talented musician. A little bit of a jerk, but he's a talented musician. Lindsay Lohan used to be a pretty good actress. Miley Cyrus, musician? But the rest of them, no, they're famous for nothing. And so if they never got mentioned again, nobody would be upset. Here's a little bit of sad news, celebrity deaths. Cynthia Lynn. Who? Remember Hogan's Heroes? Remember Helga? She was on Hogan's Heroes. She was the blonde in the pigtails. She passed away Monday night, 76 years old. She had been diagnosed with hepatitis, and sadly, her organs began failing. Robert Clary is the show's sole surviving cast member. He was Corporal Louis LeBeau. He is the last living member of Hogan's Heroes. There is a list out of movies, the hotel movies that are out there that you can actually check into. How about this? Would you do this? From the film No Country for Old Men, the Desert Sands Motel in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You'd have to be a serious fan to actually stay there. The TripAdvisor rates it a 1 out of 5 for things like bed bugs and undesirable clientele. So if you're really, pardon the pun, itching to enjoy that, no. Another thing that you can do, the Royal Victorian Manor in Woodstock, Illinois, where Groundhog Day was filmed. I'm sorry, it wasn't Pennsylvania. It was in Woodstock, Illinois. You can stay there if you want to. That'd be interesting. Now, what I want to know is, do they have alarm clocks that begin playing, Sonny and Cher when you wake them up? Something About Mary, the Cardozo Hotel in Miami Beach. You can stay there. Fargo, the Hitching Post Motel in Forest Lake, Minnesota, is the one where William H. Macy's character was arrested. You can stay there if you want.
Not on your list. I mean, there must be an actual Bates Motel where scenes from Psycho were filmed.
Yes, and I can't remember
be a roadside something motel there.
And, of course, that in Estes Park, Colorado, that's the film where The Shining was, that's the hotel that inspired The Shining and so forth, and that's, you can stay there. I've been there, and it's creepy.
Well, now, wait a minute, because The Shining's got two hotels associated with it. The Estes Park Hotel is where the movie is inspired by that.
Right, it's the Stanley Hotel or something like that, and I believe they filmed the TV miniseries there.
I think the actual filming, though, took place at another resort hotel in Oregon, which is also a real place that you can go and stay at.
You are probably right, and I don't have enough information to argue with you, so you know what? I'm not gonna.
But stay in room 313.
Absolutely. Wow. All right, so we talked a minute ago. The stumper was Keith Richards writing a book, a children's book. That's exactly what's happening. He's writing a children's book called Gus and Me, the story of my granddad and my first guitar, his childhood memories with his grandfather, Theodore Augustus Dupree, the jazz musician who encouraged him to take up the guitar. Keith is getting some help from his 28-year-old daughter, Theodora, and he says, I've just become a grandfather for the fifth time, so I know what I'm talking about. Really? Is he conscious of anything going on around him at all? The bond, the special bond between kids and grandparents is unique and should be treasured, he says.
Oh, please. Some book, publicist wrote this for him.
I think so.
He didn't write anything. He didn't write the book. He didn't write the PR quotes afterwards.
I don't know. I know he's an intelligent individual, but he is so rattled with all of the drugs and everything that he's done. Whew, man. One thing I can say, though, when you listen to the Stones music, especially their older stuff, you can hear the jazz influences. You truly can. You can hear a lot of the jazz influence and stuff. All right, so you're thinking to yourself, huh, I'm having some heart problems, and gosh, I sure would like to maybe, I don't know, travel to Trinidad in order to have a famous heart cardiologist work on me. Well, you can, and guess who would be the one to work on you, maybe? Dr. Conrad Murray.
Dr. Michael Jackson's Dr. Feelgood.
Right? Uh-huh. Dr. I killed Michael Jackson, and now I'd like to work on you. He's actually I'm going to give him some slack here. He's actually doing something that I would say is worthy of some attention. He is working with the Trinidad Ministry of Health. He's going to be a consulting cardiologist working with children. He is mainly doing this on a voluntary basis. And the government says they want him to use his United States contacts to help get medical treatment for the sick kids in that part of the world, in Trinidad. And you know what? That's honorable. The guy messed up. He did something really stupid for a lot of bad reasons. He has paid his debt to society. You can argue whether or not it was enough, but he's paid his debt to society, and now he's doing something charitable. I think that's honorable. There it is. That's all the entertainment news that I can stand to give to you at this moment. Hold tight. We got more. Hey, there's like 15 more minutes of good broadcasting coming up. Don't go anywhere.